Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome back. Another episode of Kicking Back with the Cooks, and happy 2025. We're in January of 2025. I can't believe it. We're going to start off on a weird note. Do you know who Jeffrey Dahmer is?
Yeah, isn't there a show about him? He was some crazy guy. Why are we talking about him, Lauren?
Because I'm wearing these glasses and Jason's like, you look like Jeffrey Dahmer. Are you sure you want to wear those? Or it looks like something that he would wear.
Okay. I haven't seen the show, so I wouldn't know.
They're blue light glasses.
Okay, good.
Do I look funny in them?
I haven't seen those pair on you before, but, you know, I see our players wear these glasses all the time, and I don't even know if they wear glasses, so.
Well, they protect your eyes from the screen.
Yeah, good, good. All right.
That's a father's nice way of saying, I hate those glasses, but I'm going to spin it in a positive way so you feel good about yourself.
I just think you should be doing an NIL deal with those glasses, so.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not a player. Maybe if I was a player. Yeah. Also, Madden said this morning she wants to run all the podcast episodes from here on out because she informed me that she's more fun than I am.
Are you serious?
And I said our listeners would probably agree.
Yeah, yeah. She probably could do it.
She probably could. Yeah. I want to know what you've been up to since the season ended.
Well, we started off, got back. Went back to Wyoming for Christmas. Of course, got sick, which we always do after the Final Four. Enjoyed Christmas with you and Madden in the snow. We got lots of snow, and that was fun. And then spent about 8 days down in Arizona with your brother, working on his place, roping, riding horses, seeing Rev, and now. I've been back in Nebraska here for a few days. We had four freshmen move in yesterday. All kinds of meetings, getting organized, getting a plan for 2025. And I've got a little video that I've sent to our team about from the scene Gladiator, Strength and Honor, and we're going to unleash hell in 2025.
Is that your theme for next year?
Right now, that's my theme. We're going to unleash hell. So our players start Tuesday, and we're going to unleash hell on them.
Is Tuesday's beach season?
We start beach and lifting. So Monday's a holiday, so everybody's kind of already back or working their way back. But we have some players that are coaching club volleyball, and this is a big it's President's Day weekend. Or is it Martin Luther King Day Monday, so it's a three-day holiday. So a lot of them are coaching this weekend. So we'll meet Monday late, and then we start Tuesday. So their worlds are going to change starting Tuesday with beach practice, lifting, school. So shock. But the four freshmen got moved in. It's interesting to see who has a lot of stuff. And
who's the minimalist and who has the most stuff?
Campbell's the minimalist, and Ryan is, I think, had a moving van show up.
Setters, I feel like even to this day in my house, I'm a minimalist.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just a setter trait.
I was in, I stopped by and saw them all yesterday, and of course I'm standing, the dorms are so nice here. Hats off to Nebraska for building these nice dorms, but I'm talking to Campbell, and I'm have you moved in yet? She goes, yeah. There's nothing there. I mean, there's a blanket, a pillow, and like a picture on the wall. That was it. Ryan Hunter was, had a like a 50 some piece desk she was putting together.
Extreme home makeover.
Yeah it was is definitely it, she should be doing HGTV, should be in there filming right now.
There you go. Back to the horses. Do you have a favorite horse?
The 415 horse, or Rev, is my favorite because
He's your baby?
He's my baby. But Reggie's great too. I mean, those are the two that I ride. But Rev is just, he's phenomenal horse. He knows what he needs to do, and he helps me do it. I mean, seriously, I think he's trying to help me be a better roper. I think that's his mentality.
He's like, this guy's so bad, he needs all the help he can get.
Yep. No, he just knows what to do. And it's amazing to me. Just really amazing. But he makes it a lot easier, and he knows what I'm trying to do, and he's trying to help me.
So that contract negotiation was worth it.
Most definitely. Plus, he's a lover boy too. He loves attention.
Bob's is my favorite. He's like a big puppy dog.
Yeah, he is a big puppy dog. Yeah, the cowboys don't like that so much because he's such a puppy dog. But boy, he is an athlete. Wow.
Yeah. Let's talk about the season. Just a quick recap. And you've had time now to go back and watch film. And if you could change one thing or do one thing differently throughout the entire season and then also in that semifinal match, what would it be?
Well, Lauren, this is the coaching world. You know, for several weeks after we're finished the season, I wake up at 4 a.m. thinking of all the things. What could we have done? What should we have done? What would we do different? I'm not sure. I really believe we were the best team in the country. Statistically, it was one of the best teams we've ever had here. And there was some type of divine intervention that happened for Penn State. And we've been there before. I know what that feels like for Penn State. In 2017, that's what happened with us. I mean, we were down and out several times, should have been out with the famous trip play against Penn State. And then we came back and won that match and then went on to beat Florida. You just get where it's like things are going your way. And so I'm not, I mean, there's all kinds of things I think about, but there's not like one glaring thing that we should have done this or should have done that. And, you know, looking back last year, we needed to prove serving and passing. We're the best passing team in the country, and our serving improved dramatically. Everything else we were really good at, and we needed to find one more kill. And in game four, we couldn't do it, and we had a chance to win game three. And then game five, it was just like, what's happening here? And Penn State took advantage of it, and we made a couple passive plays, and they made us pay for it. And that's what championship teams do.
Is there anything that you're focusing on or heavily focusing on in the spring in preparation for next season based on the outcome of this last season?
No, not right now, because we're going into beach. So right now it's about playing beach, becoming better volleyball players through playing beach, which is two persons. So they've got to learn how to deal with wind, sun, two people. Everybody's got to do everything. So it's a beautiful thing to watch because they really they have to be volleyball players, not just specialists. So that's the focus right now. And then starting to get physically stronger and make gains there. And then we always start working on how can we be mentally tougher? How can we get to that point? If we get to that point again next year, can we finish it? And, you know, I think this past year we beat more top 10 teams. I think we beat 8 top 10 teams or even top 5 teams, which is the most we've ever defeated in a season. And, you know, and a lot of those were 3-0. So this team was really, really good. And when we had the shot to finish it, we didn't finish it. And that's what great teams do. When you let up a little bit and give them hope, they make you pay. And that's why Penn State's champions.
You mentioned the beach season. Are you guys going to Hawaii, California, Louisiana again? Where are you playing? Who are you playing? What does that look like this year?
Yeah, we have Jalen's done a great job putting together the beach schedule, but we have some home. We start off going to down to Florida by Orlando, Stetson University. They're putting on a tournament, so that'll be actually a month from next weekend. So February 23rd, 4th, somewhere in there is our first trip. So we go to Stetson and play. Come back, we have host several home matches. And then we go to Hawaii for a week, play a bunch of schools over there, and then come back through Los Angeles. We'll play at Northridge and down in Santa Monica, which is real close to the fire, where the fire was. And anyway, we got a full slate of teams we're playing out there. So we're playing pretty much almost a full beach schedule literally in a month, in maybe 5 weeks. So they're going to get a lot of volleyball. And then once that's over, we come back and start our indoor season. We do not know yet where we're playing. We're working on that. And we're working around spring football, and they're organizing that. So, but we'll have our spring season and continue. We'll go somewhere, small town Nebraska, like we've been doing, because I just think, I mean, we had ESPN following us last year, and it's a big deal, and it's a big deal to people in the state, and it's something we want to keep doing.
So you don't have an opponent, and you don't have a location for the indoor spring match?
Not yet, no.
When will we have that?
We have a list of where we want to go. We're trying to find somebody to play right now. And the problem is spring football, I think, is going to be really late last weekend in April, which means we got to go into May if we play on the last weekend. So we may have to adjust it because a lot of schools are already in finals the first week in May. We just happen to be a little bit later. So it's hard. We got to find somebody because, you know, you got a 400-mile rule. You can't be farther than 400 miles. So there's only so many teams we can play, especially if we go out west in Nebraska or north in Nebraska.
So you're definitely looking at the first weekend of May?
Yeah, May 3rd would be the date. But we may have to move it if we can't find somebody. So that it's
so then you would move it to like the third week in April?
Yeah, third week in April.
Isn't that Easter? Is that Easter?
It's my birthday. It's Easter. It's everything, Yeah.
It's one big party.
Yeah, birthday week. Yeah.
There you go. Well, birthday month, actually. Yeah. It's birthday month.
Yeah.
Any updates on summer conditioning camps, any players or coaches going with USA teams?
As of now, no. Everybody is, we had nobody go in the portal, so that was nice. And I really like our team. I think we got a chance to be really good this year. And I think these guys are going to be really motivated. The challenge now is where's the leadership's going to come from? We just had two of the best leaders we've ever had. So where's the leadership going to come from? And I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges this spring is developing the future leaders for 2025.
I've seen a lot of talk online about obviously you didn't have any players who entered the portal, but are you looking at any players who are in the portal? Can you talk about that?
We can talk about whatever. We're in this day and age, you always need to be looking. But we are not to a point where we are just going to take somebody to take somebody. It has to be the right person. But the portal's closed now, and there'll be another portal in May. But I was pleased that we didn't have anybody leave, which, I mean, how many teams can say that, you know?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, and I don't know if you have any idea what's going on, but Purdue and Pitt are the two programs that stand out to me of just players that have left there or recruits who were committed, who decommitted. Do you have any idea what's going on?
No, I think it's one of those things in this day and age now, there's no rhyme or reason to what these people are doing and why they leave. And I don't know, maybe they don't think they're going to be any good or they weren't happy or you just, I don't know. It's nuts. And you're right. Purdue got devastated. Now they brought in a bunch of transfers, but I mean, they're literally rebuilding a whole team. Pitt is kind of similar to that. Texas had a bunch of players leave. Of course, they got the prize recruit in the portal, which was Torrey Stafford, who's a first-team All-American from Pitt, who left. Now, why would she leave Pitt, who just had a great season, and go to Texas? That makes no sense. So, and that's why you drive yourself crazy trying to figure it all out. So we're just going to try to, you know, build a great culture that players want to be a part of this and continue to, you know, make them feel like they're playing for something bigger than themselves, which is the Husker Nation and a sold out arena. And we are doing some new things next year. We're going to host the ABCA Showcase, they call it now the First Serve, which will be in Pinnacle Bank Arena. And that will be 0 week in August. So we'll start off college volleyball again like we did last year in PBA. But they're going to do a little bit different this year. The first night, Friday, we are playing Pitt, I believe, and Stanford is playing I can't remember who the other team is. And then the next day, Creighton and some other teams are playing on Saturday. So there'll be four more teams playing Saturday. And then on Sunday, the winners and losers will play. I think that's what's going to happen on Sunday. So it'll be a three-day tournament in PBA. And so all the people have been asking us, when are we going to PBA? Yada, yada, yada. Well, we're going to PBA now. And I was there for a basketball game last night, and I was just trying to envision how it would look and the crowd. And you know, it's a great arena, and, you know, setting up the volleyball court in there. But it was loud in there, and, you know, it's a great environment.
Is that breaking news?
Yeah, I guess it kind of is. I think the word's been out, the ABCA, because the ABCA is, they're the kind of the ones running this with our people. Okay. So we're kind of doing the ABCA a favor by hosting it. This is something that we used to do this in the old days. And I think when you played, it went away. But back in when Jordan played and early 2000s, they called it the showcase. And again, you'd start a week early and it would start off volleyball. It was promoted and there's no football that weekend. So we kind of get center stage. And the new ABCA president, Jamie Gordon, wanted to bring this back. And so he brought it back. So last year, that's why we opened in Kentucky or in Louisville. And this year, we'll host it. And then you can only do 2 out of 4 years. So we'll be out of it. And somebody else will have to host it next year. And again, it's to try to promote volleyball, do it before football starts. And, so that's the purpose of it.
You were saying, you know, all these portal transfers don't make sense. You want to know what else doesn't make sense to me? And I don't know if you've seen this, but they just announced they're adding another professional volleyball league in the States. There's going to be multiple pro leagues. Why can't they just all combine and it be like the NFL? You just have the NFL. Why can't there just be one professional volleyball league within the States?
Well, Lauren, you're a little bit young for this, but when pro football started out, there was several different leagues, and eventually it became the NFL and the AFC and the NFC. So this is what's going to happen with the volleyball. Eventually it's going to become one league or two divisions, like pro football, a West division, East division, something like that. But this is the process they're going to go through. And, you know, whoever has the biggest paycheck is going to win, and whoever's going to put the most into it will eventually win out. So I think this is one way of flushing out people that are kind of in it and people that really want to be in it. And what's new about this new pro league is, if you notice, some of the people involved, well, Kerry Walsh is involved in it now, but there's some professional sports owners that are involved in this as well, and they have the infrastructure and everything to do everything they need to do to, you know, build a professional team. Where, let's say you go to San Diego and it's just some investors there, they don't have all the infrastructure to really run a professional organization. So they're farming it out here and there. And I think they're just, the Omaha making this move and the owners up there are trying to take it up another notch and probably flush out the people that aren't all the way in. And some of those, you know, I watched Atlanta last night, Merritt played, who played awesome, but I mean, there was maybe 1,000 people there. And you got Omaha's drawing, you averaged over 10,000 last year. Well, they want everybody to average 10,000, and this is another way to flush all that out.
I have to put you in the hot seat for a second and ask you about Merritt, because Merritt struggled to get kills towards the end of the season. And then anyone who's watched her play pro so far this year, I mean, she's getting, I think she had 23 kills last night.
She had 23 points, so which means she had a lot of kills.
A lot of kills. There you go. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Are they setting her a different ball? I mean, were you able to figure it out?
I can't tell from, I watched some of it last night on TV, and you know, I can't tell because of the camera angles, you can't see anything really on how it's going, but I don't know. I'm setting up a Zoom call with her because I want to ask her the same question.
Please tell her that Madden and I say hello and that she will always be our favorite player.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, I really miss those seniors, and they did an amazing job here. And, you know, just the only thing that they didn't accomplish was winning a national championship, but they did everything else. And they, everywhere I go right now in Lincoln, I mean, I'm going to my doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, getting all that stuff done. Everywhere I go, people just say they loved watching that team. I mean, there was a love affair with it, last year's team and the Husker Nation. And that's about the biggest compliment that you can pay to a team, that people really love watching them and follow them because how much joy they played with and how much fun they were to watch.
That's really special. All right, it's time for confession and lesson. Do you have a lesson for us?
It's January 2025. I'm running around like with a chicken with my head cut off. Okay, what are you asking me?
I have a confession.
Okay, make your confession. Let's see.
I need a lesson from you first.
A lesson. I think the lesson is, you know, how it's going to be interesting to see how we dealt with how the season ended. I'm curious when I meet with our team what their vibe is. I know how I feel. I don't know if it'll match up with how they feel. But I just did a presentation yesterday, PowerPoint presentation, to Lincoln Electrical System. And one of my slides in the PowerPoint is the scene from Gladiator talking about strength and honor, and we're going to unleash hell. And
what?
I just, that's how I feel. Like we left something out there. The year before, I just felt like Texas was playing at such a high level. It didn't matter what we did. They were the best team. This one's tougher because I thought we were the best team, and we left it out there and had a chance. And I really thought if we'd been Penn State, we could have, you know, beat Louisville. So I guess the lesson's going to be what do we learn from that, and how are we going to use it?
Have you even seen Gladiator 2?
Yes, I did. Well, I watched it over Christmas. Yeah, you can rent it, so it was awesome because it's like a 3-hour movie. But Gladiator 1 was better.
Okay. Side note, because I'm thinking of your team last year and Gladiator and lessons and TikTok's being banned. What are you going to do?
Well, that's a really good question. Hopefully I won't have to do more TikToks. I'm more worried about what our players are going to do with no TikTok. But I haven't looked at TikTok since the season's been over, so I don't even know what's going on. But I hear about it in the news and so on.
I forgot to bring that up. I saw that it was going to be banned, and my first thought went to, oh, no, what's Coach Cook and Harper going to do?
Yeah. So I know. I'll have to ask Harper that. She may not even know. Who knows?
You can make reels on Twitter or what is it, X now, or Instagram.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know.
Something on there.
I tried to post a picture. I think it finally got posted. I didn't know what I was doing because I was in Arizona, but I posted a picture of 415 horse, and a couple people responded back like, oh, great picture. So I think it got on whatever Instagram, whatever I was trying to do.
I think it was on your story, and it was weird, and I didn't think it was a great picture.
Okay, A lot of people did.
It was you and someone else and two horses?
Yeah, it was Mark Ray, who I bought 415 from, and we were roping together, so we took a picture, and I just... Yeah, he's the one that trained 415. He's 415's personal coach.
Personal trainer.
Yeah. Yeah. But Lauren, we haven't talked about the roping we're doing in April. That's another thing. So that's why I got
I don't know anything about this.
Oh yeah. There'll be more. It's coming out on social media. We're putting on the John Cook Invitational Roping April 12th and 13th here in Lincoln. It's going to be a first day is a kids' day. Second day is going to be a high-level roping. We got all kinds of great sponsors and gifts and everything. We want to kind of make it a fun weekend. It's going to be awesome. And I think there's going to be some big-time guys coming in here to compete because the money is going to be pretty good. But the goal of it is... is to help raise money to help support a UNL scholarship for a rodeo athlete here. And that's what my motivation is in doing it. And we've got several wonderful people all over the state there that are supporting this and helping. And it's a great cause. It's going to be fun. And so that's something. We're not doing a spring game on April 12th, 13th because we're going to be roping.
No practice.
No.
No meetings.
Yeah.
Just roping.
Yep. So
I like that.
I may have our players go out there and help.
Oh, jeez.
I'll give you a confession, Lauren.
Okay.
So I got bombarded with mail, emails, so on. Unreal. The level of emails, letters, the people... They loved the team. They hated the team. They didn't like the job I did coaching. Should have played this player. Shouldn't have played that player. I mean, it's been unreal. But most of them are positive. And I try to respond to as many as I can or I think are worth responding. But there's some I just don't respond to. And I feel bad about it because somebody took the time to write it. But it's just it's incredible to me. The emotions that our team stirred up, and then people want to, you know, basically through therapy, whatever, write how they feel. And it's pretty cool. So I know we're having, and this is from all over the country, but my confession is I don't answer all of them because some of them are like, okay, I don't even know how to answer them. If I don't answer you back, that's why. That's my confession of the day. How's that?
You read them all, though, correct?
Yeah. Ross, oh, yeah. Ross is nodding his head. Awesome job, John.
No, Russ.
Russ is nodding his head. Awesome job.
Russ is our producer who makes all the magic happen.
Yeah.
You want to hear my confession?
Yeah, let's go.
This is maybe the second biggest confession I've ever dropped, but we're always breaking news on here, and we broke this the last time it happened. We shared this news on the podcast, but... baby brother, which means Madden's getting a baby brother, is coming in March of 2025, and you're going to be a grandpa at times too.
I know. I'm so excited. It's awesome. It's awesome.
I have to share this, though. This is my confession. Preseason, I don't even know if Russ knows this, but preseason radio, I did not time this well because it was rough. I was in my first trimester. I get really sick for both pregnancies, and we had some issues because for people who don't know, I call games remote. I do come in person for a couple, but usually postseason matches or some preseason matches. But I call remote, and thanks to Russ, he sets me up. It works perfectly. But we were having some issues, and I wasn't for a while there during preseason. I wasn't able to mute my mic, but I would get so sick. And we're talking nausea, vomiting, the whole deal, that I had to mute my mic. So Russ is probably like, why does Lauren mute her mic every 2 seconds? She's on the air. We're trying to produce a live show here, live radio broadcast. And I'm over here, you know, turning myself on to say something really quick, then turning myself off to go puke in a trash can. So we made it. There were some close calls where I thought I wouldn't be able to work a match, but I was able to be there and present, somewhat present, for every one of your matches this year.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're tough. That's what Nebraska volleyball taught you, to be tough. Yeah. Work through
mental,
it.
Yeah.
You and John Baylor are doing an awesome job. And that's another thing I hear is how many people watch the TV part but then turn on the radio part. So anyway, it's you guys do an awesome job.
Thanks. I don't know how awesome this year was for me, but it, you know, always learning. I'll go back and listen to the tape and
yeah,
well, and we'll improve for next year.
I know for the tournament, I get comments sent to me like, okay, we're missing Lauren asking, grilling you questions because I can't go up there because of the tournament. So assistant has to go up. So people miss that. They love it when you grill me questions.
Well, you know what's funny is the first post-game match we had Kelly Hunter, she comes up and we were, you know, off the air during a commercial. We were about to go on and bring her on. And she goes, Lauren, I need to know what you're going to ask me because I know you're going to ask me hard questions. And I stutter and I panic when I'm on the air. And so I need you to prepare me beforehand. And I said, no, I won't put you in the hot seat. I only do that to Coach Cook, but I'm not going to prep you before. That's the beauty of our post-game show. So you have your assistants freaking out because they're worried.
Yeah.
What kind of questions I'm going to ask them.
No, it's awesome.
That was nice.
It's awesome.
Well, we will talk to you all next month, which is my birthday month, February. And until then, go Big Red. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Coach Cook, thank you for your time. Russ, thank you for producing this. And that's all I have to say. Anything you, any last words you want to say?
Nope. Let's go. It's 2025. Let's go.
What is it? Unleash hell and or strength and
strength
honor
and honor unleash and unleash hell on my command.
We'll end that there. Thank you so much. Go Big Red.